What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, hello out there, my friends. Welcome in to another episode of Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place to chat sports gambling. We're here every week for you. We're going to chat some football with our guy Bolt. What's going on?
What's popping? That's what Justin Jefferson says in his commercial. What's popping? I was thinking about him. He and Chase, like I saw Chase last night. Chase had the gold grill in his mouth. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's gold. Yeah, it's a little bit of like platinum and diamond.
Yeah, and I was making me think how Justin Jefferson does it too. And then CeeDee Lamb, like he had some ice going too, and he even had the bracelet on. I'm like, wow, I guess the refs don't sweat that.
No, guys are definitely like flaunting a little bit more of their jewelry and stuff under the uni. And it's, you know, a way of showing off one, but they're like, I have so many chips, I don't even care if this thing gets yanked onto the field.
Right. I'm sure some guys try to snag her, and they'll go, I'll take that, Justin. He goes, don't worry, I'll just replace it right after this ball game.
Yeah, I remember on the receiver show, he chomped all that candy and stuff. He's like, doesn't matter if my teeth are filled with a medal in here.
It's funny. I mean, obviously we wouldn't look very good with that look, like the grill.
Speak for yourself.
But I actually think those guys look kind of legit with it when they're playing the game and they got the grill rocking. I mean, yeah. Obviously their game helps it, you know.
You have to have a certain profession, I think, to do some of those things, and athlete is one of those.
Well, and you have to ball, like, you know, if you're a sap. You know, it's kind of like even getting all dudded up for games now. If you're in high school stuff and you got the gloves and the flags and everything rocking, you better ball.
Or get some run.
Right. Well, you need to ball too. Like, it kind of puts the pressure on them, I think. Like, they're like, hey, I've got the grill in the mouth. It's time to get after it. And our boy Big Chase got after it last night.
Yeah, it's not cheap either. I mean, so your guys that are just barely hanging in the league, like, they're not doing that stuff.
Yeah, do you have any idea how much the grill costs?
Six figures.
Is it that much?
Easily, you know.
Wow. That's funny. So anyway, wow, week 14 are here. We actually remember going back to Thursday, we started off with the Packers-Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Did you end up doing anything there?
I think I went Lions, but what the line, they didn't cover.
Well, because, yeah, the line, well.
It was the half, right?
Yeah, well, it was 3.5. I mean, some people got the 3, but yeah, that kind of sucked. Like, Detroit was in control that whole time. They had a rash of injuries on defense, and so I was like, it's all right. I think Detroit can outscore them here, and I took them for the circa millions and ended up losing. I was pissed. That was like the first Thursday night game that I've missed in like 5 games. And I'm like, gosh darn it.
Mm-hmm.
Shitty way to start the weekend.
Yeah, the half can be brutal sometimes.
Uh-huh. But for the podcast, it should be noted that we're 46-31 now. The big 60%.
Nice.
So, wow, if we can keep that going, that would be nice for the listeners.
Yeah, the half point, speaking of it, that it came into play for me in the Miami Jets game.
Uh-huh.
Because I waited till that morning, and it jumped up to 6.5. And I'm like, I'll take the Jets at the 6.5-er.
So then you're like, okay, go to overtime. Doesn't matter what happens.
Right.
Here.
That's what I said. I'm like, well, now that thing's locked. But I mean, I thought they were going to win the game.
Well, yeah. So that was actually our best. Yeah, so did I. That was a joke. So that was one of our best bets. We gave that out as at 6 here. So that was a push. But on the circa millions, it was the 5.5. So I got the loss there. And that is crap. Wow. Nice back door there by Miami. And when I found out they were going to overtime, I'm like, okay. I'm like, but Miami better not get the ball here. And sure enough, they get the ball. And I go, that's probably ball game.
Yeah, like you can't just hold them to a field goal.
I know. Unreal.
Aaron got over the 300 yards.
He sure did. Big Aaron threw for 329 or 339. Yep.
Been, I know, 34 games.
But see, right. But see, I knew it. I'm like, dude, Aaron's not going to let us down here. And he didn't. He got after it. But holy cow, did the defense let us down. People in the grocery store probably thought I was a little crazy because, you know, I don't mind doing the Sunday errands when I've got the AirBuds and then my phone.
It's just audio, or is it like the Hulu?
No, I've got the Hulu Rocket. So I'm cruising through the grocery store, and I'm like shopping, putting things in the basket and stuff. And then like a big play comes up, and I just kind of scoot over to the side of the aisle, and I go, let me post up here for a few minutes. So people are hearing me definitely go, yeah, no, you got to be shitting me, as I'm cruising through the grocery store.
Like, why were you gone an hour and 45 minutes in for fact, like three things?
In fact, good call. She said that. She goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. Things take a while. She goes, oh, you're watching the games as you're going through. I'm like, yep, you know it.
Pulling over to the side of the road to watch to watch like third and 10.
Oh, yeah. Because see, when I'm driving, it's just, you know, I've got it going too, but obviously I can't look at it. So I'm just listening to the audio. But when it's a big play, like, yeah, like someone's got to kick the field goal to win it or whatever. Oh, yeah, I'm pulling over for that bad boy.
Yeah, I was coming to meet you on Sunday, and I put NFL Red Zone on my phone, like through my Xfinity thing. And it, same thing, plugged in through the audio, and I looked a couple times. I was like, ah, I got to put the screen where I don't.
Yeah, where it's not a distraction.
I got to watch the road.
Right, that'd be sweet if you got in an accident and the cop comes up and he sees the Red Zone in your front seat.
He goes, I got your back on watching the game, but you got to watch the road too.
Yeah. So, yeah, so the Jets, so you got the dub because you put it in the day of.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast listeners, you know, who know, they might have gotten the push, or maybe if they put it in the day of too, they got the W, but we're going to count it for a push for the podcast. But speaking of that, what might be helpful is one of our friends, we were texting back and forth, and they were talking, you know, one of the picks that we gave out was the Rams. The Rams were +5 when we first gave it out against the Bills, and that line went all the way down to the 3.5. And so he actually said that he liked the Bills at 3.5, and I was like, okay, I mean, if you sure you want to do that, because basically when the line moves from 5 to 3.5, the reason why that's happening is it's not so much because the public is taking the Rams, it's because big money's taking the Rams. And usually big money, you know, is typically quote unquote the smart money. It's not always the case because, I mean, you got the Charles Barkleys and stuff out there throwing chips on games. But I don't know if you necessarily want to go against a line move that bad. You might not want to touch it. You know, you missed out on the 5, but to go the other side of it, might not want to do that all the time.
Yeah. No, I liked my guy Josh in that one, too. I mean, that talk about a shootout. The Rams look great, man. When he has Nacua and Kupp as options,
yeah,
they look like nobody can stop those guys.
That's what I was telling you, big guy. But for some reason, you went Joe Pro on me.
But the Bills usually are a little better than that on defense. It's like, man, you're giving up 44 points.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's when you have to factor in the travel and the game that they had before. Remember I said Big Josh and his honey were probably going to the beach. Obviously, it didn't slow Josh down. I saw that he had the most fantasy points of all time for a quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, depending on your league, he was in the 50s, like 51 to 58 points, which is lighting it up.
Dude, 3 rushing, 3 passing, good try. I mean,
yeah. I saw there was a team stat that came out of it, too. It's for a team that scores 6 touchdowns and has no turnovers. They were the first team to lose at it was 245-0.
Wow. Is that nutty or what?
It was the first loss for a team to have 6 touchdowns with no turnovers.
Well, I mean, Josh is going, come on, guys. But he's like, all right, you know, next game, here we go.
He just looks like he just looks comfortable and just like believes in himself. He just looks like he's raring to go.
Well, he's
like
the favorite to win the MVP right now.
I'm just he's like, come with me here. Can my defense give me a little bit of love and we can get to the show here?
Yeah, and he goes, it doesn't matter who my receivers are either.
I said that to start the year.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Diggs, we'll catch you later, bud.
See you later, Diggs. Go have fun, bud. Wow. Well, here's another game I'm looking at. Letdown City with the Cardinals and the Seahawks. Wow.
And they struck first. It was 7-0. I'm like, all right, good start.
Yeah.
Because that's a problem with Kyler. When he gets a little grumpy and the body language kind of shifts, you're like, dude, you're the QB here. Like,
yeah.
Like, come on. Stop scratching the hair over there. Get off the bench.
Yep.
And let's pick the guys up. And then he starts throwing the picks. I'm like, oh, man, this thing's going the wrong way.
Yeah, I know, and the Seattle got 17 points in the first quarter, so it was 17-7. And the Seahawks have a good defense, too. So That was totally leaving the tea bags at home.
Yeah, and the Charbonnet was running all over them.
Yeah, he was. So, I mean, Seattle goes Cardinals, get out of here, bud, for the NFC West.
And then, you know, when you take a game like that, not that it always matters, but they're like, they've won the last six against them.
Who won the last
six?
Seattle.
Oh, had they? Versus Arizona. So you're like, don't love seeing those stats when you take the other squad.
Right. And then, you know which one? Like, so when the line first came out, it was the Niners. Like, when we did the podcast, I think the line was like, it was at least five, right? Five for the Bears were plus five. And then as the week kept going on, it kept going down. I'm like, what is going on here? And then it got down to like the three. And I go, you got to be shitting me here. So that was actually one that I put into the Circa Millions also. And I was pissed because in that betting league we were in, I was running around too much and I couldn't get that one in. But on Sunday, the Niners actually turned into one of my favorite picks.
Yeah.
You got to be shitting me if you think that that was a minus three. So I was so bummed I didn't get that pick in. I got it in for the Circa Millions, but not on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know if they just thought they didn't have anything to play for, the McCaffrey thing just being done for the year, but a lot of their dudes were still playing, and they're still in their division hunt.
Right. Now, my question is, for what's going on with Big Bosa? Is that guy still hurt or what? Because,
yeah,
you know, they got the game coming up Thursday. And I was like, he matters a lot.
And Williams has been out at left tackle because, you know, they lost like a kid. So it's like both them were out again.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Yep. Those guys are huge. I mean, you need them big time.
Right. Yeah. They have the Thursday nighter this week.
Right. We'll get to that in a minute. And then lastly, before we get to it, the Chiefs Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Another game that I had. So it was the first week in 6 weeks in the Circa Million that I had a losing week. It was I was 2-3. This was my third loss, was the Chiefs. And, dude, how about the Chiefs? You ready for this stat? They're 15-0 their last one-score games. So any game that they're in and it's within one score, they're 15-0. Yet they're 1-7 against the spread the last eight.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just not covering, but they're winning ball games. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's like they always have the ball last or just something goes their way right at the end and they just hang on.
Yeah.
But yeah, we disagreed on that. I like the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean.
McConkey was out. And I'm like, oh, man, that sucks when he's out because he's such a great possession guy for Herbert. And then Herbert's ankle got a little tweaked. But they look like a totally different team in the second half. Like they kind of went in the locker room, changed up their game plan, and he was throwing the ball across the middle.
Well, it was 13-0 at half, and I go, here we go. I'm this thing's ball gamer. And then the Chargers come out in the third and score 14 unanswered, and they're ahead. And I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? Wow. And then KC gives a shit about winning by a lot of points. I mean, they just like, whatever, guys. We'll just keep her close. And then Patty's got the ball last, and he's won a small amount of games.
Yeah,
having the last possession,
him with the coaching staff, and you're like, dude, they're great at getting the first downs.
And Kelsey, I mean, I honestly, he just goes, hey, Kelsey, go out to 10 yards, and you go whatever way's open, and I'll hit you, buddy.
Yeah,
and that's literally what they do, and it's just so see. That's a perfect example of they say, oh, they're on the same page. Well, they're on the same page, yes, because they're reading the defense. And so many receivers and tight ends can't do that, which is just incredible. But, yeah, he goes to the open area. Pat goes, there you are. Boop, boop. All right, ball game, guys. Thanks a lot. See you later. We're out of here.
Yep, hit the ground. They're out of timeouts.
Yep. So,
well, then you said you turned it off, their backup kicker doinks it on the inside of the post,
right?
It still goes through,
right? So I was telling you, I go, well, that's ball game, and I turned it off, and then I didn't know till the next morning when I was watching the highlights that it hit the goalpost and went, and I go, whoa, that would have been incredible.
But you're like, whatever, it's lose-lose at that point in terms of the spread.
Yes, but I always think of like the people that had like the KC money line and stuff.
Like our guy that had Philly at Carolina for 3.1 mil.
Oh, yep. Circa, the casinos, the largest bet they've ever taken, supposedly $3.1 million on the money line, meaning that the Eagles just have to win the ball game. And clearly when you do that, it doesn't pay $3.1 million. He got $440,000 back. But yes, it's the largest bet that's ever been placed at Circa. $3.1 million. On Philadelphia Eagles to beat Carolina. He and got the W.
The Carolina receiver had it like at the one and would have scored, and he dropped it. Was it Leggett or whoever?
Yeah, that would have been a nice little shot in the arm for Circa Casino there.
Yeah, dude.
But instead they go, here's 440 dimes. Have fun with that. And people, it was funny because people were like, wow, I bet he was sweating it there. And others were like, I doubt it. I mean, he's throwing 3.1 on a game, or she, or whoever the group. But yeah, there's.
Yeah, I'm sure he's okay if he lost it. I mean, he doesn't want to lose it, but yeah, you better have a whole lot of coin going on if you throw that on a game.
Well, yeah, I'm just wondering. I wish, you know, the casinos tell like the public about that. Can you just give us a little bit more information? Like, what's this guy do for a living? Is what I want to do, or gal, or group, or whatever. Let's get a little bit more info on it. Like, he's a commercial developer. He he slangs.
Drug lord. Yeah, yeah, I mean, you have no clue.
And then before we move on, how about last night's ball game and the backdoor Billy that
yeah.
that thing provided? Did you have the Bengals?
I did.
Oh, well, okay.
So, yeah, we touched on the one. I mean, I had the Bills. Yeah, and then I had the Chargers. And then I was like, all right, I need to get, I'm going for Cincy here to get another dub.
Right.
5.5. Mm-hmm. I think it went down to 4.5 before kickoff.
Right.
And then, it, you know, typical fashion, it's back and forth. Their defense isn't very strong.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Well, and the part you forget is that my sister-in-law had to call me again to get the W, and I told her take the under, the 51. So that was sitting pretty, too. So you guys got a couple W's in the household last night on that game.
No, I didn't take that one.
Well, she did.
Yeah.
I'm saying. But, yeah, that. So how about the game is going to be almost over with here. They're punting. The Bengals are punting. And then the 409 happens. Mm-hmm. Some dude for the Cowboys gets in, blocks the punt. Wow, this is incredible. They're going to be in field goal range already. And then some cat named Amani decides to touch the ball.
Who was just activated off the practice squad, they said.
So let me tell you what's going on here, okay? So they're in punt return. When that happens, the punt returner, I absolutely guarantee it, as a former punt returner here, he's yelling, Peter, 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 which is synonymous with every single team from literally junior football all the way through the NFL. That means get the hell away from the ball. Anytime that happens. So like if it goes up in the air and it's going to bounce, you'll hear the guy go, Peter, Peter, Peter. And that's telling his teammates, get away. Guarantee he was saying that. And that guy goes, nope, I'm going to try to catch this and go to the house. Wow. So that's a 409. That guy gets the L last night. Did you see Micah Parsons?
Oh, yeah.
He took it into the locker room early. He's like, I was laughing like just because I couldn't believe Micah. He kept going, are you kidding
he
me?
He was standing on the bench. You could just see him mouthing it. Like, yeah. You got to be fucking
yeah,
me.
You could read his mouth just like, are these guys jokers here or what? I need to be on a different squad.
That's not happening.
That's what he's saying. When he's walking in the locker room, goes, get me on another squad. These guys are saps. Wow. So anyway, let's take that into week 15 because I think that's a pretty interesting game. What's your thought on the Cowboys traveling in to Carolina?
Oh, you think that's interesting, huh?
Well, here's why it's interesting, my friend. Carolina has not been favored in 33 games, and they're favored tonight. So coming over to the studio, it was -1 Carolina. It's already -2.5.
Yeah, I see the 2.5.
People are loading up on her here. So it's been the first time they've been favored in 33 games. I mean, that's why it's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, guys, the way they've been trending, and then you see them hang with Philly at home.
Philly, KC, and the Buccaneers, all three games have been within one score. And now they're coming home. And the Cowboys, I mean, you got to kind of think the Cowboys are packing her in a little bit.
For sure. I mean, Cooper Rush is nothing great.
You're going to hear a lot of people use that as their best bet on other podcasts, I bet. I mean, I'm just not touching her. I mean, there's just no way. Like, you know, this squad hasn't been a favor in 33 games. I'll just watch from the sidelines.
Yeah, I'd probably stay away from that one, but... Yeah, I mean, how could you not kind of lean with Carolina at home there from how they've been playing the last month?
Yeah, so that is interesting here. Hey, everyone, what's happening? It's Bolt here. About a month ago, I mentioned that I provide some picks as a service, and a couple people reached out to me, Christopher being one of them, and things have been going really well, so I thought I would open it up for a couple more weeks as the bowl season starts to fire up, because with that, the NBA... college hoops, the NFL, of course, there's a lot of games to choose from and a lot of edges. So if you do bet $250 per game or more, it does make sense. If you're interested, you can reach me at bolt@boltbrady.com, and I will let Christopher take it from here.
Since I hired Bolt and started working with him, he's been hitting over 60%, extremely profitable, hitting in all four leagues that I work on, which is NBA, NCAA football, NCAA basketball, and the NFL. So highly recommend it. Super profitable. Great guy to work with.
Oh, I know you like to go to Thursday Nighter to start her off, and we have a dandy here.
Mm-hmm.
NFC battle between the Nines and the Rams. So let me give you my thoughts here. So first of all, the Niners dominate this matchup.
Shanahan does. Yes,
yeah. I mean, like, when you look at the wins versus the losses, but, you know, I was ahead of the market here on the Rams. You're in with me now. Here's the thing. The line's 2.5, and I'm like, well, you know what? And I know the Nines are kind of balling. I'm like, it's not going to be an easy game. And I'm like, you know what? I'm still going to take the 2.5. And then all of a sudden, I saw the weather. And it looks like it's going to rain in NorCal.
For like 4 or 5 days.
And I'm like, oh, dude, yeah, I don't want to mess with that. You know, I mean, obviously that's the passing attack that they have. So unfortunately right now it's a stay away for me. But I'm just amazed when I watch the Rams games, like how Puka's his man.
Uh-huh.
Like he doesn't go to the cupper anymore.
No, he doesn't look for, I mean, he looks for Puka, but he's coming through for him. I mean, he's making some... sweet sideline toe taps.
That was a legit catch.
It was a great throw, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, but the thing about it is what's legit is Kupp doesn't care. He doesn't get mad about it. You know, he's still busting his ass blocking and stuff. But, yeah, it's weird. Like, here you have Kupp. I mean, we're only, what, 2 years removed from him getting, like, the triple crown?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, dude, I'm not getting the pill anymore? What's going on here? But yeah,
he had a touchdown. You know, he's just not getting like the 10 catches for 115.
No, but I mean, and like when it's third and like three, he's going to Puka. You know, like that when it's third and three, you don't have time to survey the field, right? When you're the quarterback, your decision is made up pre-snap. And, you know, it's like with the Bengals. I mean, guess who we're going to when it's third and three, right? With the Rams, it used to be the cupper. And now he's like, nope, I'm going to Puka.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I find that interesting. But that's going to be a legit game. I mean, I would lean with the Rams there, but just the whole weather thing, I'm like, ah, that sucks. Not to say that, you know, the Rams can't run the ball because Williams is, you know, a legit back. I mean, he's got 12 touchdowns. He's over 1,000 already.
Well, the Niners' third string running back, you know, Guerrero or whatever, he left with a little bit of being dinged up. So their running back is pretty depleted there. But, yeah, their team looked way better against the Bears. I mean, if this was college, I think you'd be talking about the Rams as your basher here and being their juice. They beat the Bills.
Yeah. Yep. You might be right.
Short week. It's not a long flight from LA to Northern Cal. It's the division. This is tough.
Well, there's a lot on it too.
That's true. Yeah. So it's going to be a good game.
Yeah. It'll be a sweet game. I hope the weather doesn't mess with it. Like that would suck. You know, those games are gnarly. Like, let's watch these guys play ball. Like, the shittier teams, like the Browns, throw them in the snowstorm. Fine. No one cares. But when you have the big Rams, and you guys know how to run the offense, and so do the Nines, like, let's see it, you know?
Yeah, it should be good. I'd probably lean with the Niners here. It looked like the Bears forgot to know who Kittle was. He was open every time across the middle.
Well, the Bears haven't won on the road in 20 games. 20 road games. They haven't won one. I mean, that's a squad. How about when you're the Bears fan, you're like, oh, we're on the road. Chalk it up as the L.
I heard they hired a firm to kind of lock in their coaching candidates, and they said they were down to like their final four. It was Flores, the D coordinator, who's with the Vikings now.
Oh, they're already mentioning it.
Well, huh? It was a guy that does like a Bears. He used to work for like the Chicago Tribune. He'd heard through his connections.
Okay.
It's Flores, Vrabel, Ben Johnson, the coordinator for the Lions.
Yep.
And then Joe Brady, the coordinator for the Bills.
Well, those are all pretty solid guys.
Johnson and Brady are never been NFL coaches. So, yeah.
Brady's just waiting to take. I mean, he probably won't do that squad, I bet. I mean, he's waiting for the right opportunity.
Johnson's the one that turned down some of those guys last year, the Lions.
Oh,
guy.
Yeah. That's who I meant. Sorry, Johnson. Yeah. I mean, he's like Phil Jacks. He's like, dude, I'll do the Bills and I'll do the Bulls and I'll do the Lakers. I'm not going to some scrub team here.
They have some good pieces in place, but yeah, it's their ownership and stuff's been kind of hard to work with through the years, but this is the best place they've been in for a long time.
Yeah.
Someone like Vrabel would be better at coming in and shaking up the culture and like getting them going.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I would agree with that. And then speaking of the Browns, Patty and the Chiefs travel in there. Interesting game, -4.5.
Yeah, for their record, their lines are always so low because their games are always so close. It almost throws you off. You almost want to take them every week because it's like such a small number.
Well, and people keep seeing the numbers that Jameson's throwing up, and a lot of these so-called experts have been taking the Browns the last couple weeks, and they're just getting drilled.
Yeah,
Jameis, just the picks are incredible. It's like. He just can't go without making a dumb decision, you know? And it's like they're in the ball game against Pitt. Whoop, pick. Short field. Pitt goes up. See you later.
Yeah.
The same thing's going to happen here. I mean, do they cover? I mean, it literally depends on the picks. Well, so Jameis is guaranteed to have a pick. If he has one, they probably win the ball game. If he has two or more, they're not going to cover. So,
and what do you do? Like, they're like, you know, they're not going to make the playoffs. Do you leave him in or do you look at DTR?
No, DTR's gone.
Just gives you no chance to win. But you're like, you know, if those guys don't get any run ever, you never know, like, if they're even worthy of being a backup.
Well, if they put DTR in, they're going to get slammed. I mean, they're trying to get some dubs still for the fans.
That's what I'm saying. You're fighting for your fan base.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, Jameis wants to ball because he wants to prove, you know, that.
Well, he's always, like, on a one-year deal, you know.
Well, that's what happens when you throw 30 touchdowns and 30 picks in the same year.
Yep. didn't he blame it on LASIX?
I don't know. That guy's incredible.
He goes, man, I didn't realize my eyes were a little off. We got the LASIX, and now we're all good.
So what was going on with the LASIX when you threw the 30 touchdowns, right? They only popped in and out when you threw the picks, or yep. What?
That was long field throws. I can't short terms what Jackson.
Oh, had. Jim Christmas. I mean, and hey, how about we bet on him early this year and got the dub? So we know when to go on Jameis and when not. Not right now is not the time. No, it's not. No, it's not. Listen, people are ready for some thunder here, and I'm ready to give them to the thunder.
Great.
As the listeners know, we're 2-0 on going large this year, and we've got one for everyone, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to put you on the spot, little brother, and why don't you try to tell the listeners here who you think I'm picking to go large. Isn't that going to be fun?
If I had to guess, I would say you're going with your boy Russ against Philly.
Oh, well, you know, I do like Russ, but I'm a fan of Philly, too. So that'd be tough.
But they're having some locker room problems with AJ and Hurts.
That's what they say. It's almost like with the Niners this week, right? The Niners are packing it in, blah, blah, blah. And then you saw how that went. This probably is going to throw you for a little looper here, but there's a game where I believe the wrong team is favored. And that is the Sunday night game. Not a fan of the Green Bay Packers. I'll be taking the Seahawks +3. Go large.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, I was looking at that too. I was kind of like, Jordan Love's been a little bit off here.
Wrong team's favored. I mean, you know, I'm not the biggest Geno fan, but like I said, this is one of the toughest places in the NFL to play. And you want to give me 3 points at home? Bring her on over. And then we're going large on it. So, hello.
Yeah. Yep, and they're in that tight division race too. They got to hang in there,
mm-hmm.
and they've been looking pretty good lately.
Oh yeah, no, they, you know, I was impressed. Like for them to go in to Arizona and take down my boy Kyler on his own field, that's not easy to do. And why don't we come with some more thunder? Speaking of Kyler here, so that's not easy to do, and I'm going to be taking Kyler again here.
You're going back to him.
I sure am. The Patriots are horrible. Get serious. And this line started at -6, and I'm like, that's fine. And now it's down to 4.5. I go ahead, take the Pats, ladies and gentlemen. Kyler, okay. Individuals like Kyler that get drafted in two sports that are absolute badasses, dude, when they play like shit one game, get ready for the next game. I'd like to see what Kyler's rushing props are for this too. Remember, we gave that out about 8 weeks ago. I would take it again here. He's going to ball. He's an incredible athlete, and incredible athletes don't shit the bed 2 weeks in a row. Doesn't happen.
Well, and someone like your division opponent, like Seattle last week, knows you a lot better. So they know your tendencies and your offense and all that. So yep. Someone exactly. like the Patriots coming in doesn't know him as well.
Well, yep, good call. It's the AFC, NFC. Yeah, they're going to see his speed and go, whoa. Who's this slow Joe guy here? And then they're going against May. I mean, come on. Wow, we're scared of this squad, the Patriots. I mean, who have the Patriots beat this year?
I don't know.
They're bad.
Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, that Jared Mayo could possibly be hacked, you know, after 1 year. We'll see.
No, people think that he's the real dealer. Yeah, I mean, that's incredible when you're thinking this guy's the real dealer. That's how shitty your team is. So the Cards, -4.5. I guess what I'll say to that is since it's dropping, you might want to hold out a little bit longer on that and see if it drops more. And we invite it to drop. Sure, keep going. We'll take the Cards at the low number.
Yep.
And then I'll pass the buck to you, bud. What do you like over there?
Well, the one that I thought you may be taking was Big Russ. Man, I know it's a big matchup. The thing people, or why the line I think is changing a little, is because Pickens still might not play for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Philly's been in some grinders. I know they've pulled them out and their record's great, but so is Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
People don't like them as much when they're not at home. I just, you're giving Pitt, it's five. You know,
yep.
What do you see? Five? Yep,
it's five. No, yep. Tomlin's incredible as the underdog.
I'll take the five here with the Steelers.
Well, I've got nothing against that, of course. The Eagles have won 9 in a row. That's kind of flying under the radar a little bit. But yeah, no, I mean, you know me with the big Steelers and Russ.
I mean, A.J. Brown's he's like, dude, I'm not even getting targeted up into the first two quarters. And then they want to say these guys, you know, were boys. And you know, one of them talked to the other one into going to Alabama. One of them's one's godfather, one of their kids. But there's obviously some friction there.
Well, and they can run. Yeah.
Well, there's something. Yeah. That D lineman Graham or whatever came out and said it.
No, I know. But, you know, like I said this one time, like on Twitter. I can't remember what receiver. Oh, they were talking about Harrison for the Cardinals, like when he was pissed off. Or no, it was Neighbors for the Giants, and he was pissed off. And I'm like, it's totally natural. I mean, when you're a wide receiver, you want the ball all the time. It's just that's part of the position. Like, it's the makeup of a wide receiver. You're like, dude, give me the ball. This guy can't cover me out here. So AJ's like, there's a problem here. I need the ball more often. So friction, this and that. That's kind of garbage, but...
Well, Jalen's stats aren't great passing the ball. It's like, you know, the guy got paid. He's like, dude, use me.
Yeah. You know,
give me some opportunities here. Or the O coordinator, it's kind of a little call out to you, too. Call my number earlier in the game here, bud.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. That's what good. You know, I even tell my son, even at lunch recess, everyone wants to be on his squad. So I go, because I tell him, I go, hey, spread it around. Like, give everyone the ball. And then people want to play better for you. So he's doing this at lunch recess. Get a clue, Philadelphia Eagles. Get AJ the pill earlier.
Yeah, so that was one. And then another one that's not as sexy of a pick. There's two Monday night games this week.
Which is cool. I like that. The more the merrier.
5 o'clock and 5:30 West Coast starts. But one's big Atlanta is coming to Vegas.
Yep.
And I think O'Connell's not going to play, most likely, with the knee bruise.
Yeah.
So they're going to throw in Big Ritter.
Yeah.
Which his old team is coming to town.
Yeah.
So I usually do not like to take the Raiders, but I'm taking the Raids here.
Okay.
Plus 4.5.
I've got nothing against that. I was thinking about that game. I mean, who are the Falcons to be laying 4.5 on the road?
And Kirk is ice cold the last 4 or 5 games.
He hasn't thrown a touchdown in 3 or 4 of them. Like, hasn't thrown a touchdown.
Yeah.
Get serious.
Right. So, you know, that the matchup of Atlanta versus Minnesota, like, good thing we sent Kirk shipped out of town.
Right. So, you know, Ritter's garbage. But if there's one game that he's going to get zoned in for, it's the Falcons, because they let him go and they go, see you later, bud.
Revenge.
We're going a totally, totally different direction. You can't pack your bags fast enough. Don't let the door hit you on the ass.
Yep.
See you later. So he goes, that's fine. I'm with the Raids now, and I'm ready to ball. Okay, well, I'll give you my last one here. So let me find it here on the board. There it is. Okay. The Dolphins are so garb. I mean, they got away with one. And the one thing is they're really garbage when they hit the road. And so I'm not sure literally if I've ever taken the Texans before. Because normally I think they're overvalued, right?
But yeah, last 2 years for sure.
But here... It's the Dolphins. It's the name. Dolphins. Tua. Waddle. You know?
Tyreek.
Oh, and their coach, the mastermind. But people are actually starting to drop that. They're finding out that he's not so great. They're coming into Big Texas, and it's less than a field goal? Sure. Give me the Texans here. The Dolphins are horrible on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, part of the reason the Dolphins pulled that off was the tight end. Jonah.
Yeah.
Number 9, dude. He didn't have a catch till like maybe that last drive of the fourth, and then I think he had the TD maybe. He balled. They weren't even using him, and he got a little hot streak in him. But yeah, I'm with you here.
Yeah, I mean, and Joe Mixon's been crushing it. And the Texans, they had the bye, you know?
Yep.
So they're coming off the bye. They've been planning for the Dolphins all week. Yeah, I mean, the Dolphins, they got so lucky. I can just see that touchdown right, just playing in my head a million times right now against the Jets, how pissed off I was that that happened. So the Texans are going to take it out for me here. They're going to go, we're going to pound the Dolphins for you now, Bolt.
Yep, we owe you one.
So, and then the college, well, the college went 2-0 again last week. You know what that brings the number up to? 20 wins. And only 6 losses. Try to guess what the percent is there.
74.
Ooh, close. 77% on college football this year, ladies and gentlemen. 20 wins, 6 losses. The bad news, there's no game this week because we've got Army-Navy, and I've got no take on that bad
boy. Yeah, I don't think we get into the Bulls till like next Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, I think next Tuesday. There's actually one. I was looking at the game Tuesday, and it actually caught my attention, so... Next Tuesday, you'll want to tune in early if you want to catch the thoughts on that Tuesday game, because I'll handicap it by then.
Yeah, and then it's like UNLV and Cal, like the LA Bowls, like next Wednesday.
Yep, get ready for Big Cal. Get ready for Big Cal. They might be flying under the radar here.
What'd you think about the way the college playoff kind of shook out?
Well, I think that's tough on Alabama. That you leave them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, SMU, like, if you would have not had them involved, there would have been some serious problems there.
Yeah, to lose to Vandy in Oklahoma, we're pretty, that's what did them in.
No, I know. But, you know, they obviously, like, they beat Texas. Did they beat Texas and Georgia? No,
they didn't beat Texas because Texas' only losses are Georgia.
But how? And speaking of Georgia and our best bet last week with Scadabo and Arizona State and Georgia, how about Georgia wasn't favored in that ball game?
Mm-hmm.
It almost scared it. You know, it scared me in the sense where I didn't give it a go large play because I'm like, what's going on here? They beat them already, and the game's being played in Georgia. Holy cow, did people have that one wrong?
Yeah, they had to throw in the backup QB there.
And it still didn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, you got the backup coming in and we're still winning the ball game? I mean, yeah, that was incredible. So hopefully some people won some big chippers on Georgia there. But yeah, no, I'm super stoked for the playoffs. I mean, it'll be legit.
Yeah, it's cool. It you know, typically that thing wraps up like January 7th. The championship's like all the way back to like January 20th now. So it's going to be that, and the Super Bowl is not very far away from that.
Right, and then the NFL regular season actually goes into January now,
mm-hmm.
which is great. I mean, you know me. I mean, we could play this bad boy all year round, and I'd be legit.
Yep.
So, yeah, so let me review it here. Cards, -4.5. Seattle, go large, +3. And the Texans, -2.5. And who did you have, big guy?
Big Pitt, +5. And then I'm letting it ride on the Raiders and Ritter.
Okay.
+4.5.
So the listeners, they might be thrilled or they might be bummed that we don't have the Pro Joe game this week because everyone kind of wins chippers on the Pro Joe game.
Oh, yeah. I didn't dabble in my boy Josh because it's Buffalo and Detroit.
Yeah.
That one's a little tricky for me.
Yeah, it's 2.5, and the over-under is the 54.5. That's a lot of points.
I don't know if Josh is losing 2 in a row. So, but that's a tough place to go play too.
Well, tough travel spot, right? You fly all the way out to LA, then you go home, then you fly to Detroit. I mean, listen, like I said, Josh, he'll be there. He'll be balling.
Yeah.
It's just the rest of the squad. Right?
So, they'll probably bounce back.
I'm just ready for Josh to give you a shout out after one of these games.
Oh yeah. We're partners.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for us today.
Yep. Okay, that'll do it for Week 15 NFL. Don't forget Instagram and Twitter. It's at Brady Picks. And keep the reviews coming wherever you listen at Apple or Spotify. We appreciate it. But we'll catch you guys next week.
See ya. Oh.